And it is just on 7 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and it is the 2009 season, not the 2008 season, but everyone lives in the past. We're living in the present, and we welcome our host, Kane Pollard, to the microphone. Good morning, Kane Pollard.
Yes, morning, Jimbo. I've got a problem with this microphone.
It's drooping.
Yeah, and being tall, I can't actually get it to work. But no, welcome to 2009. It's going to be a big year of VFL action here on KC Radio. And I guess you're starting to warm up, aren't we, Jimbo?
We are, and everything's running like clockwork at the moment. Unfortunately, the clock wound down.
Yeah, the clock's running backwards at the moment. But now, look, plenty to talk about. We've got Gavin Brown, Collingwood's coach, joining us on the line a little bit later on. We'll hopefully get in contact with George Perras as well and go through KC Radio's VFL Tipping Comp for 2009, and that's always a great competition, and we'll probably speak to Travis Parnaby from AFL Victoria, as we do most weekends, on the Saturday morning VFL footy show, and just get his thoughts on what's going to be a big round of VFL action kicking off this afternoon. It's at the grand final replay, Port Melbourne versus North Ballarat at TAC Oval, so we'll see how it goes there, and our broadcast game live from 1 o'clock, the new broadcast time, Jim. We're just going to be dedicated to football on a Saturday morning, really, aren't we?
It's all go, go, go. 3S out is football, as they say.
Well, next weekend, it's we're going to have, at least 3.5 hours of
8
football.
8 o'clock through to 5 o'clock, with the exception of, I think, an hour and...
An hour and a half
or something like that.
Yeah, from 11.30 to 1 o'clock will be country music, and then, yeah, we'll be all football with the KC Cadinia football and netball show moving from 3RPP in a bit of a coup in the off-season. It's been a big It's been a big pre-season for us, Jim, considering where we were last year going into round one. I don't think we're actually allowed back into the studios until the Saturday of the footy show last year. We were I don't know what to say here, but we were left on the outer and we weren't really involved. And well, this summer we've been doing picnic horse races, we've done community events with the bushfire appeals, and I don't know how Casey Cares went last weekend. I didn't get to tune in, but I'm sure it was
fairly
a good one.
Eventful day. Is very well attended.
I mean, anywhere where Zeke from Neighbours is there, it's always going to be a big day.
Yep, he was sensational personally. Very, very bubbly and lively, and the whole thing. Casey has a lot of talent they should be proud of. Unfortunately, if people turned up to watch them, that'd be even better.
Well, wasn't a big turnout?
I'll say disappointing. There was room for 5,000 people, and I think about 2,000 would have been the tops for the numbers. But, the people have got to start turning up to these events.
Well, I guess the big community event next weekend will be KC Scorpion Saturday Night Football.
It is, and we'll probably see about 5,000 people there. I doubt it, but that's what you'd want at an event like KC versus... who are they playing? They're playing somebody.
Yeah,
Box
playing.
Hill?
No, we'll confirm that.
Yeah, we'll confirm who they're playing. But there's a lot of changes to VFL this season.
Well, that's what we'll probably look to kick off the program with, Jim. I don't want to start with a gripe, but a little bit disappointing with the fixturing of round two, having two Saturday night matches on the same weekend.
Yeah, where we could have gone to both.
But I mean, it wouldn't happen in the AFL. No. You don't have Telstra Dome MCG. If that does happen, it's usually a time difference where you can actually go to both.
Maximise people being there.
And we spoke to Travis about it. We understand why, because they had to get the games done in the earlier part of the season. He could have gone back-to-back. He could have had round one, where it was his first home game, on the lights, coming down to Barnacard Oval, if it's still called that, with the amount of changes going on. And then you go down to Casey Fields for the round two clash. So... Yeah. It's a little bit disappointing from a VFL purist who, you know, would go to the game. It's going to spread the supporters, I guess, going to both. But how many would actually probably turn up? That's the magic number. It wasn't the biggest crowds out there on the lights last time. It was a good atmosphere at Casey Fields, and looking for something to build on. I reckon in a few years, I reckon they need to play more. To get people more used to it. Maybe Saturday night. Every Saturday night could be the new thing for the VFL.
Maybe
you could play like away, have teams that play at neutral venues to use their facilities at night and split the revenue between the clubs.
Yep, it's going to make a scheduling for the VFL Saturday afternoon scheduling a bit hectic, but a couple of games a year, probably three or four, too early in the season, too late in the season, would have been nice, because the grand final is played under lights.
It is,
and
under a roof.
Exactly, and if you don't play under lights, you can't get used to playing under lights. Practicing under lights, fair enough, but you got to play under lights to experience playing under lights.
Now, round one, it kicks off this afternoon. It's a long time waiting. Can't remember the VFL season starting on Easter weekend.
Don't know.
Well, I guess we should have probably said Happy Easter to everybody tuning into 97.7 this morning for the first of the year, the Saturday morning VFL football show here on KC Radio, Kane Pollard and Jim Hines in the studio. Jimbo, round one, big games. We mentioned the two on this afternoon. We've got Sunday's game. Can't get anything bigger, can you? Round one, Port Melbourne versus North Ballarat. The Borough looking to, start the season on a positive note and try and get something back on the Roosters that they went down to in the grand final. Sandringham versus Casey on Sunday. Should be a good match.
Should be an excellent match.
The alignments have switched.
You can't have any more rivalry than those two teams at the moment, considering within the last 6 months they've actually changed allegiances.
Now, I said we had Gavin Brown on this morning's program. We actually don't. We have Andy Lovell.
Andy Lovell, yes.
Yeah, we have Andy Lovell joining us on the show. So, interesting to have a chat to him and see how the alignments have, changed the atmosphere down at Sandringham. We, are privy to plenty of local news here about the Casey Scorpions Melbourne alignment, and everything seems very positive.
Now, we should have a bet.
With who?
With ourselves.
Me.
How many times? When were the last occurrence of Phil Pearce asking the coaches how good the alignment is?
Oh.
Because he's going to have another 2 years of it.
Well, yeah, we only can go from Casey. I guess there's probably, local news over in the Sandringham Leader and all that sort of stuff that probably have had articles on Andy Lovell. But we haven't really heard a lot from Sandringham, and no real big-name recruits going down there. Box Hill have probably been one of the more active teams in recruitment, with Adam Uze, the former Melbourne player, and Sam Isles, who was at Collingwood but played majority of his football at Williamstown. And good pickup, Adam Uze and Sam Isles. Uze probably didn't have his best season in his last year of the AFL, did spend some time in the VFL, but you don't find people with the skill level of Adam Uze just freely roaming the paddocks. So he'll be a handy pickup at Box Hill with their new coach.
I reckon you could see him picked up by somebody next year, I reckon. I reckon he's still got another year or two left in him. Is he at that age?
Well, he's 20. He's 29, I think, now.
So that still leaves him two more years. If he has a good year this year, we're talking about Listening Trophy Goodyear.
Yep.
There could be a spot for him in one of the other teams. Maybe in Essendon, I don't know. They seem to be going down there picking up the veteran path. Maybe they can find room for an Adam Uze. I don't know. It's a wild card. Yeah.
Well, they don't really look at. I don't know. It's one of those situations. Hayden Skipworth definitely has been a player that's gone through, the recycling ranks. You just wonder, though, I think there might be a bit more to that Hayden Skipworth story that we're not too sure about. Because
maybe
for him to go to Bendigo and then get picked up the next year, I mean, there was plenty of talk that one Jason Cloke was very close to securing a contract at Essendon and was guaranteed to be picked up the next year and wasn't. So you wonder if that was the same sort of arrangement with Skipworth to get him to Bendigo. And then, obviously, things have gone well. A little bit disappointing press reports that have been made up by some of the leading journalists. Would you call Patrick Smith a leading journalist or a troublemaking parasite?
He's one of these. He calls a spade a spade.
Right. Well, he's got to make sure his spades are correct, because
that's right.
You just don't make comments like that. You're not going to get an honest answer from the Bombers anyway.
No.
Or you're going to get some player come out with a pixelated face saying, "Oh, I hate Hayden Skipworth." What's he doing here? We should have had Preville on the list.
It's not going
to
happen.
Like, Preville may have said it, may have skied about it to someone or something like that.
That's right. Damien Peverell's gone to Collingwood.
He has, yeah.
Damien Peverell.
Yes, he has. Now, one thing that hasn't changed, $10 for adults, $5 concession, and children under the age of 16 are free for all VFL games. So, plenty of opportunity there to get out for only $10 and watch that, Jimbo. Now, just want to kick off with, the VFL season preview this morning. We've got Andy Lovell anytime, so we might go for him around at the 10 o'clock mark, and we'll try and get Travis on before that. But we spoke to Travis during the pre-season on our Friday morning sports program, which I've been a part of, lucky enough, and it's growing. The Friday morning sports program from 9 to 11.
Well, we've lost half our on-air contingency.
But, I might stay on for a couple of weeks anyway. But, we'll try and read it out. Do you want to read it? Want to read out that What's New 23rd player rule? Because
it's confusing, isn't it?
It's a bit hard to follow. Yeah. But it's in relation to TAC Cup players getting designated senior VFL games in 2009. So, from what I can, is it what they get 25 players on the bench?
I reckon there's 5 players on the bench.
Okay, because it doesn't actually say that. It just says the 23rd player.
Yeah. Well, how I read it is there's 5 on the bench. The 5th player is a designated TAC Cup representative, and the way they've done it is AFL Victoria's regulated the use of a 23rd player. This must be a TAC Cup player in designated VFL senior teams in 2009. This initiative will apply to all VFL clubs and will draw upon 19-year-old and top-up age TAC Cup players. The new regulation is as follows. From round 3, or looks like...
Two round three.
The designated...
Oh, is it just round 3?
Well, it doesn't actually say that, so...
I actually think it might be only 3 times in the season.
Okay. So, round 3...
This is where it gets confusing, people, so we're sorry to mislead you. We're trying to give you the information as we've got it.
Okay. Round 3, 19-year-old players to be used only.
That's Anzac weekend.
Yep. Round 9...
Two round 12s.
Okay. So, there's 3 rounds. Yeah. Was that 4 rounds? That's 4 rounds.
So, it's from round 3 they're doing it. Okay, yep.
Yep.
So, yeah, it doesn't actually round 9 to 12?
Yeah, in rounds 9 to 12, 19-year-old and 18-year-old non-national champion representatives, and rounds 13 to 20 will be a 19-year-old player and 18-year-old players, including national championship representatives. So, there you go. So, if you can understand that, you're doing very well.
Well, we do now.
We don't know what's happening between rounds 1 and 2, from rounds 4 to 8. So we assume, and this could be wrong, that 23rd player will be for round 3 only and will kick in from rounds 9 onwards. So that might be to allow the players to establish themselves.
Well, exactly. You've seen the rise of Daniel Rich. Yep. Doesn't he? Don't the players... I mean, Hill probably hasn't had the same impact for Fremantle.
Patrick Dangerfield.
But the players that get to play against senior-bodied players at senior level generally come out running out of the blocks. The development might not always be there. Mm-hmm. Like we saw Reece Palmer as well the year before winning the NAB Rising Star Award. So, it's going to benefit the competition. It's going to generate more interest in the competition. Could you imagine last year that, Sandringham Dragons would have had Jack Watts playing for them in the forward line, you know? You get some big-name under-18 Victorian players coming through. They have a bit of a rap on them. All of a sudden, they're available to play in the VFL. I only see positives there.
That's right. It's got to be good for the game. It's got to be good for the development of the players too. I think the VFL and the AFL have figured out that these players that are coming from the Sandford and the Waffle are ready-made players, and the TAC Cup players are not necessarily ready-made, they don't hit the ground running.
Well, another thing of it also, Jim, is the fact that I think what it's going to allow the VFL clubs is to align better with their TAC clubs.
Yep, and also the Coburg actually did it a couple of years ago.
They have, yeah, and I think
James
also...
Falkenhorn.
Yeah, and I also think another club had an under 18 player play for him in recent memory, that's for sure. So, look, it's going to be great. Haven't really heard any names going to be thrown up there. I wonder if it's going to encourage some of the TAC Cup players to actually go and train with the VFL clubs and put their hands up. Maybe that could be part of it there. So the 23rd player, a new initiative by AFL Victoria, and we'll see how that goes with genuine interest. I guess for the first time in a few years, there's actually been alignment changes rather than teams folding. So
that's right. Oh, we lost one team. Tassie have flown the coop.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer. But
Got their own state league now.
They've got their own state league, so they're still in existence. They haven't disappeared off the face of the earth. But they've decided to form their own state league, and now there is a bye, and we have three teams this round having a bye.
So the alignment changes, as we mentioned. Sandringham has joined with St Kilda, and Melbourne have forged a relationship with the KC Scorpions. So we'll get to see all that in action on Sunday. Other Sunday games as part of round one of the VFL is Coburg versus Frankston and the Northern Bulldogs versus the Bendigo Bombers. Now, we aren't the only media broadcasting the VFL this year, so we've got some, I guess, good support this year. We've got some friendly people involved, everyone looking to promote the game we all love, and we wish everyone at, I think it's called Live VFL or VFL Radio or something like that through the AFL Victoria website.
Mm-hmm. And also WNBC, who...
3WBC.
Oh, something like that. And yeah, they're going to be doing all the Box Hill Hawks games. Some away games and all live games. I do believe it's like that.
Yeah, no, they're exactly right. The match of the day will be broadcast on the ABC. And some really good news for people interested in the VFL. And make sure if you are home that you tune in. Because the ABC have actually decided to have the best game available. Which annoys me a little bit because we'll be doing second games. But look, it's better to have the best game on TV into a big audience like that. So yes, it's great.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and congratulations to the ABC because there's been times when you would have thought that, or there could have been a chance that they actually turned their backs on state level football, but they haven't. They've stuck with the VFL, and that's from 1 p.m. And so today's game will be Port Melbourne versus North Ballarat. Yeah, so it's us, 97.7 FM, 3WBC, which is 94.1 FM, located out there in the city of Whitehorse. All Box Hill home games, and I think the only away game I'm not doing is the KC Scorpions one.
Okay,
and Queen's Birthday, because we'll be up there in Bendigo. So, yeah, like, you know, the way it goes, we might even allow 3WBC to go to Bendigo. We'll see how the season pans out. We've got that booked in and another country trip, so we'll be going to every VFL venue for the first time since we never went to Tassie. So,
unless we, what about Geelong?
Oh, I can. There's actually one or two Geelong games we might do.
Okay,
the times are a lot better, but a lot of their games are curtain raisers, makes it hard. So, yeah, the other website, I just found it here, livevfl.com.au. So I guess I haven't actually checked that out yet myself, so you just click on that and you'll be able to listen to the live action on a Sunday afternoon. We're also live on 3ser.org.au. So, you know, when we're broadcasting the same game, make sure you tune in to us. But if you want to flick over and get scores at other games, it basically means nearly every game of the round is broadcasted. And I must have to say, to the dedication of our volunteers, you just give them an idea and they just run with it. They just can't wait for the season to start. So everyone's pretty pumped up and looking forward to it. I've had Tristan on the phone already. He's driving around Optus Oval. He just can't wait to get into the joint.
He's there already, is he?
He's there already. That's how keen he is. He's got up early and he's in the car and driving down to Optus Oval. We'll probably go and stand and just reminisce. But look, it's going to be a big year for everybody involved. And we wish, I guess, everybody involved with the VFL all the best. And hopefully for another successful season. And on Thursdays at 9 o'clock, make sure you tune in to SEN, 11:16, for the VFL's dedicated hour called State of Play. They actually encourage phone calls as well. I know we don't get many on our Saturday morning footy show, but if you don't mind a chat and you want to have a talk about the VFL, make sure you call through the SEN program, because the more phone calls they get means there's more interest, which means they keep the show alive. And everyone's in the same boat when it comes to broadcasting the VFL. Any extra exposure is very important. I think Spider Lee does that show.
He does with Mark Fine.
Oh, I was a little bit disappointed with Mark Fine the other week. He got a little bit angry on the late part of his program, started swearing, well, not really swearing, but abusing people. Does he do that always?
I don't know.
Finey?
No.
He wasn't so fine.
Depending on what the...
After St Kilda beat Adelaide.
Oh, he's a St Kilda supporter.
No, the kids were pranking him and stuff.
Oh, okay. Sometimes during school holidays, they have to forego their quizzes and everything on SCN. Not all of them, but some of them, because it causes problems with their delay mechanisms and their machines.
And because they swear and stuff.
Because some of them get on, all they want to do is swear. I've heard it myself, and it really upsets the flow of the program.
Well, so you get disappointed, because you're a trivia buff.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as they go to the sports trivia quiz, you sit down in your chair, don't you, and get ready.
I do.
And then you get little pesky 12-year-old.
Actually, driving along in the car,
you'll
actually
pull over.
Stop the car.
I thought you would.
And pretend I'm sitting there listening and answering the questions.
Since we are mentioning websites, for all your fixture results and everything to do with the VFL, check out victorianfootballleague.com.au.
And what we're going to do this year also, and it won't happen this week, is those forums that get on there and bag the commentators for doing a great job?
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to actively involve ourselves in those this year.
Now, you wouldn't believe it. I have left the SMS VFL telephone at home.
Have you?
We're going to provide an SMS service as well.
Yep.
So if you want some updated scores, or you want to ask a question to one of the coaches, like you could have done today, you could have sent a question through for Andy Lovell. And
got a message.
Stanger. Did you place him on hold? Could have had a chat to Stang.
We could have had a chat to Stanger. Stang wants to ring up again.
Wouldn't be the same, would it?
We can give him 10 minutes.
Wouldn't be the same about Stanger, but he didn't actually call through. Because Box Hill aren't playing this week, he was just saying, get behind 3WBC, and he wishes everyone all the best once again. So he thanks Stanger for that. But, Jimbo, the SMS line, that's going to be interesting for us, because it's going to be a bit more interactive and allow people the opportunity to get involved with our broadcast. So we'll probably get into that a bit more detail next week when I actually bring the phone along with me. Right.
Well, I've got the phone as well. I've got to try and figure out where I put it. So we're just going to swap the SMS card, SIM card over.
Yeah, we are, exactly.
It's all go this year, the forums, the phones, the...
So what's this forum, though?
The thing you encouraged last year, the footy fans.
Oh, yeah, VFLfooty.com. Yeah, without that website, like, seriously, we would... I mean, I know it's hard work for Travis and all the media guys at the VFL, especially when the season hasn't even started yet. But if it wasn't
Big Footy, that's it.
Oh, Big Footy as well?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
But VFLfooty.com, like, seriously, David Lumley and all the guys that put all that effort in over the pre-season to keep it going, it's been rejigged. Check it out. It's got heaps of VFL news on it, even some interaction with some VFL players and personalities. Yep. Not enough people posting on there at the moment, so...
That'll improve now the VFL season's underway.
Of course it will. And we'll get some people with some ideas about the situation. They'll be... They'll be posting it all on there. It's a great website, and you can also get links to our coverage from there as well. So you don't even need to go to 3SER. You can just go straight to VFLfooty.com, click on 97.7, and it will take you straight to the coverage. We're going to be providing some podcasts and other interviews we'll get access to, all for that website as well. So we'll have plenty of information available there from our broadcasts. And along with that, it's just a great, great website to get information from. I know it's kept us in the loop and allowed us to, made our job of getting ready for the season a lot easier, having a tool like that.
Shall we take a break?
I think we need to.
We need to take a break. We don't have to, but we're going to.
It's 9:33.
It is, and we'll
on
be
Easter
back
Saturday.
In about 5 minutes with more on the VFL Saturday Morning Football Show. And you are on 97.73 SERFM. It's the VFL Footy Show with Jim and Kane. And what's next?
What is next, Jimbo? Well, 17 years of broadcasting the VFL for 97.7 FM has been a very long time indeed. So let's really start going through and having a bit of a preview of the season ahead. We'll go through, we've mentioned a couple of new things, the 23rd player, but there's some new coaches involved. Tasmania might be deceased, but Brendan Bolton's going around as Box Hill's coach. And you might remember him because he was caretaker coach back in 2006. Held in very high regard is Brendan Bolton. We've spoken to him on this program before. Talented footballer, cut down due to injury, and has got some pretty good raps when it comes to the coaching caper. Peter German, well, he'll be coaching Casey Scorpions. And another player who was a pretty good footballer in his own right, Peter German, played for North Melbourne. And
played in one of their golden eras too.
He did. And he actually was coach of Subiaco for the Waffle Premiership winners in 2004 and 2006. Has spent some time at West Coast and Hawthorn as an assistant. So I don't know if he's involved with Melbourne directly, but he, I know they do have close ties. So he'll be coaching the Casey Scorpions in 2009. Quick question, Jim. Who's he replacing as Casey Scorpions coach?
Peter Hutchinson.
Greg Hutchinson.
Greg Hutchinson. Yep. Who's Peter Hutchinson?
I don't know. Sounds like some sort of singer. Shannon Grant. Shannon Grant, we've spoken to on the Friday Morning Sports Program, 301 AFL games, first-time coach with Frankston, stepping straight out of retirement into the coaching caper. And Dale Amos, who was coaching down at South Barwon, premierships in 2005, 6 and 7, so fantastic record. He has a 77% winning record, Dale Amos, and he's coach of the Geelong Football Club.